All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District Number 1 board meeting. Today is Tuesday, October 8th. The time is 2:33. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the record, if everyone on the call could state your name, that way we have it on the recording and on the record. Let's start with the board. Adam, do you want to start?
Sure, Adam Loser. I'm the chair of the PID.
Jonathan Thornley, I'm a board member.
Scott Bishop, secretary clerk.
Shelby Clymer with CLA's district accountant.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese district council.
David Hutchison with CLA also.
And I'm Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Great. Thanks, Jennifer. Do we have anyone there at the anchor location, Jennifer?
We do not.
All right. And that's everybody that I show that's on the call. All right. So let's go to our action items. The first one is the resolution. Matt, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay. So the purpose of this resolution today that you see on your screen is just to approve the reimbursement applications that were previously circulated by Jonathan. You haven't seen this resolution before, but it's very straightforward. It just says that the board is approving the applications as previously circulated. They'll be attached to the resolution as exhibits, and then this will be signed and kept in the district records. I can bring up if anybody's interested in seeing them, we can take a look at the payment applications, but I know there's one to DR Horton, there's one to Grenoble. And my understanding is that those two requisitions are intended to essentially requisition the entire project fund. So the reason we decided to take this route rather than approving the the infrastructure reimbursement agreement was, since we're using all the project funds in one shot, we figured we'd just have the board approve the requisitions and then we're done. So any questions about that? Should we bring up those application forms? Is there a need to look at the numbers?
No, we've seen them.
All right. Well, unless there's any questions, I would look for a motion from the board to approve resolution 2024-07.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-07.
Thanks, Adam.
I second the motion.
All right, we'll give Jonathan the second. Sorry, Scott. All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. So Matt, you covered items 1 and 2, it looks like. So
did we have them on there as separate items? That's fine.
Yep, that's no problem.
So let's just maybe talk for a second about process from here. So that'll need to be submitted to the bond trustee. And they need to be accompanied with the requisition form that was attached to the bond indenture. We can pull that out for you and circulate that. It's about a one page form, but would it be helpful if we prepared that and circulated that for signatures with the resolution?
Yeah, that would be great if you could.
Okay. And then I know that the bond trustee will need to have a W-9 for each of the payees.
Okay.
And then also, I don't remember. I'd have to look to see if there are wire instructions included with the application forms.
I have those as well. I did not send those to you yet.
Okay. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind sending those over, Jonathan, we'll just pull everything together so that we have a complete packet that can be ready to send to the bond trustee. Okay.
Should I just send those to you, Matt? Anybody else?
Yeah, you can send them to me and Michael, or me and Michael and Jennifer, and we'll make sure that we pull it all together. So,
okay.
But that's it. Once those are submitted to the bond trustee, they're usually pretty good about turning those around within one business day. So, be fairly rapid.
Done.
All right, one thing let's cover then. Shelby, do you want to cover that tentative budget that you just sent? I have it if you want me to put it up, or you can put it up.
Yeah, I can share my screen. I'm happy to walk through that.
Okay, perfect.
And board, since we're not taking action on this today, if you have any feedback or requested changes, we can make that before we bring this back to you. So this is just a budget for 2025. We do have the 2023 column shown here since the district was created in 2023 with no activity reflected. This first page is just a summary that pulls all funds together. So I'll really focus on the individual fund pages. So for the general fund, we did just kind of put in a placeholder of about $15,000 for administrative costs through the remainder of the year, being funded through developer advances since there's no revenues yet available. We'll have, at least a couple more meetings this year to do the 2025 budget as well. So we'll have the board adopt the tentative budget and then a second meeting for the public hearing and final budget. So the costs, I would imagine would be, again, fairly minimal, but just want to make sure we get those pieces taken care of. Next fund is the debt service fund for the district. So here we have funds coming in just under $1.5 million. That's from the bond proceeds for the capitalized interest and reserve funds. And then we just put in a fairly conservative estimate, I believe, for interest income, assuming that you guys have selected an investment vehicle for those funds that will be sitting with UMB. And then capital projects fund is the last page. So here we've got the bond proceeds of the $6.6 million. We did put in interest income really just to help cover the expenses if there is any interest earned before those requisitions are paid back out. And then for the expenditures, we have the bond issue cost of about $431,000 per the closing memo. The $1.48 million transfer to debt service fund, and then reflected all remaining funds as being paid out in this current year. Felt like a little bit of a sprint, but any questions, comments, concerns with this?
No, I reviewed those when you sent those out the other day, so thank you.
Okay, well, we will just plan on bringing this back again next time we meet to have you all adopt this as the tentative 2024 budget.
Very good.
All right, Adam, I just sent you a reminder for something I needed for Viridian 2 on right signature.
Great.
So if you could just get that for me, that way I can get everything filed. So,
Michael,
okay, anything else?
Yeah, before we adjourn, we do have on the agenda the administrative funding agreement that we need to have the board approve. This is the agreement that it was circulated some time ago. So just to refresh everybody's memory here.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I just saw the last line dealing with the.
No, you're good. You're good. So the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement, this is the agreement between DR Horton and the district, which basically says that any costs of operating the district that are funded by DR Horton can be paid back to DR Horton. They're basically treated as a loan to the district. And then when the district has sufficient revenue to repay those costs, that the district will do so. So this was circulated probably been a month or so ago, but it's been some time since we've talked about it. So if you have any questions about this, be happy to walk through it in more detail.
Yeah, it has like the maximum loan amount was $200,000, I think, and the term ran through December of 2030.
Exactly, yeah, that $200,000 is right there at the in paragraph one. We don't expect it'll reach 200,000. In fact, I mean, with you guys basically requisitioning all of the project funds right away. That's gonna minimize our administration going forward, because we won't have to deal with, you know, additional requisitions and so on. We will have to, you know, bond disclosures, quarterly disclosures, work with Shelby and her team on, you know, quarterly financial reviews and board meetings and so on. So, you know, we'll still have kind of those base administrative costs. Insurance as well is one that will be a continuing cost. So that this is just to cover that. I wouldn't expect that we'll reach that $200,000. You know, you should be, with your development proceeding as quickly as it is, you know, you should start to see decent tax revenue coming in within, you know, a couple of years. So anyway, I can answer any other questions if you have any.
Any questions, board? Otherwise, if we could get a motion to approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. Oh, Matt, scroll back up.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the administration. What was it called?
Administrative funding and reimbursement.
The administrative funding and reimbursement agreement.
Thanks, Scott.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jonathan. Sorry, my daughter's screaming if you can hear it. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Who do we put as the email for who's going to sign? Adam, I'm assuming it's you since you're the chair.
Yeah, I'm happy to sign it.
Okay, perfect.
This would be the email for DR Horton. So for future notice under the agreement. So
yeah, could that still be you, Adam?
So yeah, me or Scott. The one's fine.
You want to rock, paper, scissor on who?
He's got it. You're already halfway there.
AR.
AR.
All right, we have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Thanks for catching that, Matt. Yeah. All right, that's everything that I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring forward?
No.
Nope.
All right, perfect. We could get a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. So we are going to need, like Shelby talked about, we're going to need a board meeting coming up to handle the 24. So we'll approve that 24 tentative budget, but then we also will have a 25. Then we'll have a public hearing to approve 24. And then in December, have a public hearing to do 25. So just know we're going to have two board meetings. We can probably take care of, wouldn't you think, Matt, tentatives in one and finals in the other?
Yeah, that's what I would suggest. Since we're so close to doing the 25 budget, why don't we just plan on doing the tentative budgets for both years in November and then the final in December? So just two more board meetings before the end of the year.
So plan on that.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, thanks, you guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.